say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Say amen again. We thank God for each of you who in the sanctuary today and those who are listening on social media. We are humbled and blessed by your support. Brother Haynes have already been expressed gratitude for those who continue to give in support of the church, and we want to again thank you for that. Reverend Mass has mentioned that this is our stewardship month, and we want to proceed as we normally would. Amen.
Amen.
Also, we want to say to those of you who follow along with our Bible study on Wednesday night, we will be resuming that next week, not this week, but next week.
Amen.
And so pray for us as we make preparations and ask the Lord what he would have us to share. Certainly, the ending of 2020 was not anything for us to shout about,
all right,
particularly as it relates to bereavement and loss that we have experienced. But God is still good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, it's just we have to be in prayer one for the other. Amen.
Amen.
That is the only way we're going to survive during this time.
Amen.
But there is a word that we want to share with you briefly. A very familiar passage of scripture as we attempt to launch out into 2021. If you would turn with us to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, verse 10. Amen. Matthew 6, verse 10.
Amen.
Say amen if you're ready.
Amen.
Amen.
And it reads, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. I want to talk just for a little while about God's will be done. Amen.
Amen.
God's will be done. Do you remember all of the New Year slogans last year? Perhaps it was an epic year, and new decade, new possibilities. Keep calm and ring it in. We're going to crush it this year. 2020, amen, even as it relates to the number 2020, and perhaps we move forward thinking we had 2020 vision of what was going to come to pass.
All right.
You would have thought that we were entering this new decade on top of the world.
You're right, sir.
Our hopes were high, our goals were lofty, our dreams seemed attainable.
Yes, sir.
And then reality hit us like a ton of bricks.
Yes, sir.
And here we are again approaching 2021, starting 2021, fighting the same battles, just with different names.
Yes, sir.
Racial unrest, violence, police shootings of unarmed men and women, color, food lines, a crumbling democracy, no accountability.
All right.
Everyone doing what seems right in their own eyes.
Yeah.
Lying and alternative facts.
Yes, sir.
Are the norm. Businesses are closing. Unemployment at its historic high.
Yes.
With the potential of a life-altering vaccine for COVID, the results of Operation Warp Speed has entered society with anything but speed.
Yes.
Who's getting it when, and is it safe? President still refusing to concede
All right.
defeat and continues to make a mockery of democracy by saying, I won. And some states have cheated. Even, some of his political cronies are still, aligning themselves with that particular lie in our society, and gives everyone a sense that the right to vote in this country, means nothing.
You're right.
Stats on COVID continues to rise. 19.9 million or more confirmed. 344,877 deaths, as of December 31st, but that has risen to above 350,000.
Yes, sir.
Sickness is still waiting for a cure. Anxiety is searching for assurance. Hostility is knocking heads with peace.
Mm-hmm.
Grief is smothering our joy. Cruelty is scuffling with kindness.
Yes.
Hypocrisy is campaigning against reality.
All right.
Evil is waging war against good, and our flesh is conflicting, with our spirit.
Yes.
And so the scripture says, thy kingdom come. This is an appeal. It's an appeal for God's presence. Come, and be with us, Lord. Walk with us as we face the burdens of our days. Walk with us. Talk with us. Be with us so we don't feel alone and on our own.
All right.
But the appeal is far greater than just a request for God's presence. It is a petition for God to take control and to make this earth his jurisdiction in the same way he's made heaven his own.
Yes.
Heaven is God's kingdom, but earth is also God's kingdom.
All right.
Why is it called kingdom? Amen. First, it's kingdom because it's laws, that govern it. It has all the moral precepts, of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, it's kingdom because its subjects, its subjects are all those who believe in Jesus Christ. Third, it's kingdom because it has a king, Christ the Lord, the sovereign king of heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come is the first request to be prayed. Amen. The kingdom of God is the focus of the believer's request.
Amen.
The very, first thing which we ought to ask. Thy kingdom come is future. It is a request for something that is now existing on earth.
All right.
It is a request for the rule and the reign of God, of his kingdom. The believer is to pray, thy kingdom come.
Hmm.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, is the second, request to be prayed.
All right.
The believer is to pray after this manner, Father, your will be done, your will and your will alone. There is no will but your will. Let it be done right here on earth. Is that right? And so when we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. We are really asking God to do what we're asking him to do is to magnify his presence among us.
Yes, sir.
And the only way to accomplish that is to accept the gospel, amen, live the gospel, and to spread the gospel. Is that right?
Amen.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen. If the expansion of God's presence is going to happen, what we need in this year is a new approach. We need a new direction, a reset, not a reset of our lives, but a reset of our faith. We don't need a job as much as we need to believe that God will provide.
All right.
We don't need things to return to normal because in many cases, normal left God out.
Yes, sir.
What we need is a refocus of our faith, amen?
Yeah.
And I always tell you that anything that makes you go to God is good for you. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
And so when we talk about returning to the normal, maybe God is using this as an opportunity to shift our direction, amen, amen, to the point where he wants us to be.
All right.
Amen. We need to refocus our faith. Amen. Because there's nothing like hardship. There's nothing like burdens. There's nothing like bereavement. There's nothing like going without. Amen. That will make people begin to cry out to the Lord.
Yes,
and
sir.
Amen. Strengthen their faith.
All right.
Because they realize that nothing else is working. I've tried everything else. And so now I have to rely on God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
First, we need to resurrect our reliance on God. That's the first thing.
Yes.
So as Christians, we must stop cowering in the corner. Amen. In this era of great challenge, the faith of some Christians has become so weak that they are in need of resuscitation.
Yes.
In other words, some of our faith is on life support.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost their jobs and their health care. Some feel losing their homes and their cars and their good credit rating, and all of their fears are understandable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is that, amen, it gets hard for me. It's just as well it's hard for you, but we have to continue to encourage each other that God's got this. Is that all right?
Amen.
He knows, amen, there's nothing that we're going through that he's unaware of. There's nothing that's happening with us that he didn't already see coming our way. And there's nothing that we're going through that he cannot bring us out of.
Right.
Amen. He knows your struggles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he will not let you fall. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't believe me. Believe God's track record. You don't have to take my word for it, but look at his track record. Is that all right?
Amen.
God delivered Moses and the Hebrew nation from slavery. That's his track record. God delivered Joseph and his family from famine. God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. God delivered David from Saul. So when you look at what God has already done, his track record is sure. Amen.
Amen.
And we have to understand and believe, just like Grandma taught us, what he's done for us.
All right.
He can do the same thing for you. Amen. If he brought Moses, if he brought Joseph, if he brought Daniel, he can bring us.
Yes, sir.
David went through more, amen, than we are going through.
All right.
But he made it. Is that right?
Amen.
That's why David was able to sing with certainty, amen, and with such clarity, amen, and conviction that I've been young and now I'm old.
That's good.
Yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Is that all right?
Amen.
David knew that with certainty.
Yes.
Amen. We tried our best to wear out the scripture verse that says, trust in the Lord. Amen. With all of thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, in all of thy ways acknowledge him.
All right.
And he shall direct thy path. We've tried to wear it out, but we can't wear it out.
All right.
Because it's true. Amen.
That's right.
We will never fully understand the trials and the tribulation, the confrontations and the challenges, the difficulties and the distresses of life. But our past victories, amen, should at the very least give us sufficient fuel to trust in God.
Amen.
That he will bring us through yet another year.
Right.
Even if it's fraught with hardships. I know some didn't make it, amen, this year. Amen. Some that started out didn't finish with us, but yet if you're one that's here right now,
all right,
you can understand and know that God can be trusted.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
But life and death is in the hand of the Lord.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost. I know amen, a songwriter who believes it. He wrote, "Don't wait till the battle is over, but shout right now."
Amen.
Trying to get a witness here.
Amen.
Amen. We can shout right now. We got to see things that are not as though there were.
Amen.
They were. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. The just shall walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know? Amen. The Supreme Court is the highest court of appeal.
All right.
They've got all kinds of courts that lead up to the Supreme Court. The lower courts may make all kinds of decisions, but if the Supreme Court decides to hear a case, it's irrelevant, amen, what other courts have decided.
All right.
If the Supreme Court decides, amen, it will hear an issue. It doesn't matter what the lower courts have decided.
Hmm.
Only what the Supreme Court rules will stick.
Yes, sir.
All other courts, no matter how powerful, just or unjust, must pale in significance. Amen. When the Supreme Court rules.
Amen.
I don't know who has made a decision, amen, for your life. I don't know what court has ruled on your circumstances.
All right.
I may have, amen, been, it may have been the court of your employer who has ruled that you, amen, would never leave this position. It may be the court of your finances has decided you will never, amen, better your lifestyle. It may be the court, amen, of the doctor that said we can't fix this disease. But at least, amen, appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Gotta get a witness here. At least place it, amen, on the docket, amen, up there so that God can decide what the final understanding or rendering is. If he takes the case, it doesn't matter what the court of your employer has said. It doesn't matter, amen, the court of your doctor, what he said, or the court of your lawyer has said, because when the court speaks, all other courts become irrelevant.
Yes, sir.
You can be happy today because he's sovereign, amen, and he sits on the throne. And when you appeal your case before God,
yes, sir,
it doesn't matter what anybody else have already, amen, ruled or said about your life.
All right.
It only matters what God has said.
Yes.
Trying to get a witness here.
Amen.
So we need to, amen, amen, we need to resurrect our reliance on God. Then, amen, we need to persist in personal prayer. Amen. We need to persist in personal prayer. Those memorized prayers we set up, amen, to heaven, they're okay. But, amen, they just okay. If you want to summon the full power of God to take over your life, it's going to take some serious application and supplication.
Yes.
Got to get a witness here. Application, amen. We've got to learn to apply in our daily lives what thus saith the Lord. Amen. You'll never know if it works if you don't try it, if you don't apply it in your situation. And supplication, amen, pouring out your heart, your soul to God, is spending, amen, time with him on your knees. Amen. It's not just toss tossing up some memorized prayer, but it's letting God know everything it is that's going on in your life.
Yes.
Telling God what's bothering you, what's hindering you, what's stressing and distressing you. Amen. You got to, amen, pour out your soul to the Lord. That's what supplication is. It's not, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. But supplication, amen, you spend some time with God, amen. And sometimes it's rigorous, amen. And you're really pouring out your soul. It's tears flowing from your eyes. You're letting God know, amen, what's bothering you, what's going on in your life. Not because he don't know, but because he knows everything. Is that right? But we are supplicating. We are supplicating, and we make application. Solomon can teach us something about prayer.
All right.
When the nation of Israel was suffering, Solomon prayed for their deliverance. He was part of what he prayed. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 33 and 34. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee,
all right,
and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house.
Yes, sir.
Then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sins of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. I don't know if your challenges are a result of sin or circumstance. Amen. It can be either or.
All right.
But I do know this, that if you need to repent, amen, then do it.
All right.
There's no time to lose. If you are a victim of circumstance, know this, that God hears and answers a genuine prayer. Is that right?
Amen.
Christ taught us, amen, to pray saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, sir.
His prayer instruction, amen, recorded in Matthew and Luke, has lasted throughout the ages.
Yes, sir.
But they are a foundation prayer upon which mature Christians should be. Amen. These words, amen, are, amen, the milk of prayer,
yes,
and not the meat of prayer.
All right.
That means we should grow in our prayer life. Is that right? Amen. Many of us don't have time to pray. Amen. But I suggest to you that we need to take as much time as necessary to call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Amen. Prayer ought to be a part of your daily routine. Amen. You can pray anytime you want.
You're right.
Amen. I got a telephone in my bosom, Grandma would say, and I can call him anytime I want.
Yes.
But until we petition the Lord with supplication or earnest prayer for his mercy, his favor, and his grace, we really need to learn to pour out our soul and our hearts to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We talk about, amen, calling on the Lord. Amen. And just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Amen. But we need to understand that, amen, we need more than just a little talk with the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes it requires more talk, amen, with him. We got to spend some time, amen, on our knees. We need to, amen, enroll in the course of kneology, amen. Spend time on your knees, amen. But most of us are starting in our day without thinking about what God has done for us, amen, and what he's able to do. In other words, we got to take time. It ought to be some time in your schedule,
yes,
amen, to spend with him that has brought you from a mighty long way.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here? But I'm glad that prayer can conquer all circumstances.
Yes.
Prayer can destroy our doubts. Prayer can defeat our discouragement. Prayer can overcome our opposition. Prayer can help you face all of your fears, and prayer can help you fight, amen, your battles. Is that right? The Lord's Prayer should be understood as an example, a pattern of how to pray, amen. It gives us the ingredients, amen, that should go into prayer. And this is how it breaks down. Our Father in heaven is teaching us to whom we ought to address our prayer, and that is to the Father. Hallowed be thy name. It's telling us to worship God and to praise Him for who He is. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is a reminder to what, amen, to us that we ought to pray for God's plan in our lives and in this world. It's not our plan, amen, it's not our will. We ought to pray for God's will to be done, not for our desires. We ought to encourage, amen, to ask God for the things we need, amen, to give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Reminds us to confess our sins to God and to turn away from them, and also to forgive others as God has forgiven us. The conclusion of the Lord's Prayer said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, the evil one. It is a plea for help in achieving victory over sin and a request for protection from the attacks of the devil. Can I get a witness here? Once we've resurrected our reliance on God and learned to persist in prayer, amen, something should change. Something must change. And the change has got to start in us. And I take my seat, but amen, we need to allow God's Spirit to move us to action. We just can't sit there and say, okay, I trust you, God. I pray to you. Now take care of it all. That's not the response, amen, that a genuine Christian ought to have. We've got to move. We got to move in the direction that He would have us to go. Can I get a witness here? Faith, my brothers and sisters, that's what we need. Faith in action. Our faith doesn't just, amen, show up. It needs to show out. Is that right? God's love should be in every word we speak, every thought we think, every deed we perform, every source we make, every prayer we pray, every place we go, and every moment we live. Take a faith inventory and commit to improving your walk with Christ. Now is the time, my brothers and sisters, to study the scripture. Is that right? Now is the time to develop your compassion toward others. Now is the time to personalize your testimony. Now is the time to fulfill your vows and your pledges. Now is the time to polish your praise, to develop a godly character, to acquire a humble spirit, to foster pure motives, to demonstrate loving attitudes. Faith is empowering. If you've got faith, you've got the power. You've got the power, amen, to seize the opportunity, to tackle the responsibilities, to withstand troubles, and to solve problems, to confront enemies, to bear your burdens. You've got the power to resist temptation, endure trials, survive the test, and perform ministry for Christ. If all things work together for the good, let the good show in all the work you do. Can I get a witness? God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we ask or think, but
Amen. It's according to the power that works in us. If you don't believe me, read it for yourself in Ephesians 3 and 20. So if you've got power, you've got to use it. Use it to stay calm in the midst of a crisis. Use it to bear the unbearable. Use it to have peace in the midst of your problems. Use it to sing firmly over solid rock of truth. And when God be done in 2021, of course it will. The question is, will God use you to accomplish his will? Will God use your faith to dissolve other doubts? Will God use your faith to satisfy others' longings? Will God use you to dry another man's tears? Will God use you to supply another need? Will God use you to enrich another life? The power of the gospel is in you. You've got to promote it and publish it. You've got to preach it and proclaim it. You've got to present it and perpetrate it. God's will be done in 2021. All I need to ask you today, is there anybody here who's willing to say, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? Is there anybody here who's been touched by gift, but you still say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? Is there anybody here who's been sick, but you really want to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? Is there anybody here? But thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Is that all right? Is there anybody here who's stressed and depressed, but can still say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? Is there anybody here, amen, who has uncertainty in your life, but you can still say, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? All right. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth
as it is in heaven. God's will be done.
Yes, yes.
In 2021.
Yes.
Is that all right? That's the only thing that can't be stopped. Is God's will. That's the only thing that will succeed and will conquer. Is God's will. That's the only thing that's certain. Is God's will. Nothing else is certain. I heard someone say earlier that life is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stay. We've got to build our hope on things that are eternal. God's will is eternal. We really got to learn when we say, thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will. We've got to lose our will in the will of the Lord. That's the only thing that's going to carry us. I know it's been hard. It's been difficult. We've been touched by pain, trials, and tribulations. And it may sound cliche, even at this moment, to hang our hat on the promises of God. Jesus said, in this world you shall have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And for us to be sad at times, to be down at times, to even struggle, it's not a reflection on your faith or your walk with the Lord. These are things that must be.
The determining fact is, what are we going to be like when we come through? What are we going to be like when we endure the trials and the tribulations, when we endure the pain, the sorrow, and the bereavement? Are we going to be better, or are we going to be bitter? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing in 2020 that we want to carry with us other than our relationship and the promises of God. There's so much that happened last year that we want to just leave it where it is, cover it up, bury it, and never think about it again. But you're still here.
Yes.
Solomon said, I'd rather be a dog than a dead lion.
Look at that.
So we are here for a reason.
Yes.
For me to live is Christ.
Yes.
To die is gain.
Amen.
And as long as you are here, you got an opportunity to do something great for the Lord. Amen. May God bless you. May His Spirit keep you with our prayer.
The doors of the church is open. If you're here today, you know that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior today, or maybe you're on Facebook or on church on Fourth Word Live, and you said you woke up this morning. I really don't want to listen to church this morning. Something led you to watch us today. Let me know.
Oh.